Good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church. We gather for a special worship. I'll untie that tongue. Today, as Advent begins, we will listen to our prelude from Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. That was beautiful. Okay, we have a lot of announcements today. Let's first silence our cell phones for no interruptions. Please sign the friendship sheet, share it with those near you, and pass it back to the center aisle. I'd first like to introduce our new interim minister. She prefers to be called Karen, but she is the Reverend Dr. Karen Yost. Welcome today. We are so glad you are here.
Here too.
John. Sorry, John.
Oh, that's okay. And thank you for joining the choir.
That's awesome. Okay, let's see. I have a lot of announcements. Okay, Advent devotionals are available in the Narthex. Please take one per family. The monthly Circle of Caring group will meet tomorrow afternoon in the inner room. Advent Escape, a journey to the stable. A dessert held at the McNamara's will be held December 3rd from 6:30 to 8. Lunch Bunch will be meeting on Thursday at 11:30. FCC Youth. I think I need these. Sorry. That helps. Okay, they're going to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood next Sunday after the 10:10 service. Contact Erica Stupak if you need more information. December 15th, we'll have a special dedication for Marie Robertson for the gift of the piano. We'll be dedicating that. Christmas Music Sunday is December 22nd. Please show up for that. And also note the Christmas Eve services on December 24th. Okay, I have several announcements. Belle?
I would like to thank everyone who helped on the Thanksgiving dinner last week. It was a great success, and I really appreciate everyone who was there.
Thank you all. It was a very nice dinner. Amber?
Morning. I want to say a special thank you to Kathy Winter once again for filling in on less than 12 hours notice playing the piano. Thanks, Kath. Today is the first Sunday of the month, so we recognize birthdays and anniversaries. Victoria McGee, Lyle Cox, Ted Purvis, Mike Ward, Sharon Lansing, Mina Padgett, Crystal Rogers, Roger Cook, Mark Halleck, Charles McBride, Chuck McBee, Ron Naus, Terry Taylor, Virginia Braley, Jolene Naus, Rita Peterson, Debbie Comstat, and then anniversaries, Jim and Trish Nichols, Bruce Postema and Carol Sage, Roger and Lorna Cook, Lyle and Joel Cox, Ed and Mary Burgess, Nick and Maggie Grooms, Bob and Jackie Cook. So those are our December babies and anniversaries. So, Kath.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear December babies. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, next is Madison Brown.
Good morning, it's me, Maddie, again. I brought nuts and candies for those who ordered. If I wasn't able to get in touch with you last week, I'll be downstairs at coffee hour. Please come and get your order. If you didn't get a chance to order, cookies will be coming in the spring. Thank you.
Cindy.
Real quick, because if we don't get finished with the announcements, we're never going to get to the rest of the service. December 15th, we have some cool things coming, not only the dedication of the piano. Reverend Joanne Bell Haynes will be here. And so I really feel like we have the best two women in the Rocky Mountain area to be leading worship that day. So that'll be cool, and we will also be installing our new elders at that time.
Any other announcements? Okay. Let me find my papers. Please join me in the call to worship. Lord, you decorate our lives with your love and promises. Come, Lord, fill our hearts and lives with calmness and patience.
Yes, Lord, keep us focused on your promise as we rejoice with thanksgiving and hope as we start the season of preparation for your holy gift.
Let us start the season of preparation with hope and expectation for your holy gift. Unknowable God, you come to make yourself known to us in loving relationship. You come with a message of peace and comfort for those who are hurting and those who are tired. As you did centuries ago, be with us today as we seek to learn from you and one another. In the name of your child, Jesus Christ, who walked among us, we pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, this is in page 134 of your hymnal. Start over. You may be seated. Today we begin our celebration of Advent. On these four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we will rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ. To help us celebrate, we will be lighting the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Jesus is the light of the world. The evergreens remind us that he is life and brings life to us. All these are arranged in a circle, because life in Christ has no end. Each Sunday, we will light an additional candle. Then, on Christmas Eve, we will light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do this, we will rejoice that Christ has come to us. He is Emmanuel, God with us.
On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope. Hope is our assurance that God will finish all that he has started. Hope is our confidence that he will do all he has promised. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our hope, today and forever. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Please join with me in singing our hymn of Advent, When God is a Child, page 132, verse 1.
Who is the star that shines?
out the basket.
Hi, guys. Okay, I need to see what's in the basket today. Oh, it's stuck. It's stuck. It's the Action Bible. I have never seen this Bible before. Look at it, folks. Look at the bright... You know what? This Bible has so many great stories in it, doesn't it? This past semester, we've been reading stories about creation and Noah's Ark, and now we're getting ready to read one of my favorite stories in the Bible, the Christmas story that's in the New Testament. Do you have a favorite part of this Bible? You haven't read it all yet. Well, I'm impressed. I am impressed. It's a great Bible. Did somebody give this to you? Who gave it to you, Ember? Who did? Your aunt did? Look, it's got cartoon characters in it for those of you to see. That's a wonderful Bible. And like I said, we're going to be talking a lot about the Christmas story, which can be found in this very book. Today, we have lots of things going, as I said. We're going to go and do some things in our classroom, but then we're going to come back and help decorate the sanctuary. And after we do that, then you're going to receive a gift from the congregation. And it's Advent gifts. It's based on a tradition that Mackenzie's great-grandmother started, where each Sunday of Advent there was a little gift for you to open up. Now, don't get excited. These aren't video games or anything. But you each Sunday there will be one for you to open up that's kind of tied to the theme of Advent that Sunday. Now, you've got to promise you only open up the one for that week. You can't open them all up at once. Okay? So what we're going to do now is, first of all, we're going to say a prayer, and then we're going to go back to our classes, and then we'll come back down and hang some apples on the tree and receive our gifts from the congregation. Okay? So let's say a quick prayer. Dear God, thank you for the wonderful book, the Bible, especially neat versions like the Action Bible that Ember brought to share with us. Be with us this week. Help us get through the deep snow, which is really big on us, and take care of all those we love. Amen. Okay. Oh, who wants the basket for next week? Oh, no, Omari hasn't had it yet. So let's let Omari take it this week, okay? And then Omari will bring it back next week to us. Okay, let's head back to our Sunday school rooms with Miss Maggie and Jennifer, me.
Hello. As we come to our time of prayer together as a community, I bring you some greetings and some words from Kathy Malay. Is that how you say your last name?
Malloy.
From Kathy, who is a remarkable human being, as you all know. I asked Kathy yesterday what she wanted me to tell you all about her, to say about her in church today. And this is what she said. She told me to tell you that she's dying and that she is making the transition from this world to the next. These are Kathy's words. And then she said, you can tell them that when Jesus knocks on the door, I'm going to open it and let him in. And that if you would like to visit her, please do, because she would be glad to see you. So please keep Kathy and her family in your prayers this week. Her grandchildren are stuck in Fort Collins. No, her granddaughter is stuck in Fort Collins, and her grandson, is coming from someplace, and he's flying to Denver and renting a car and picking up his cousin in Fort Collins, and they're trying to get here as soon as the freeway opens up. So please remember Kathy and Terry and their family in your prayers. Are there other joys or concerns you'd like to share today? Yes.
I'd like to lift up my nephew, mm-hmm. Brad Reese. Mm-hmm. His father passed away Thanksgiving morning.
Okay.
I'd like to lift up our church and you mm-hmm. for starting a new era.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eric.
Prayers of joy.
Nick.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. For all the prayer cards that you guys sent to Mackenzie, it meant a lot to her that day. She was very happy. I know it also meant a great deal to her mom, who read them all to her. And she's doing a lot better, and she seems to have turned the corner last night, so hopefully she'll be headed to school this week after her tonsillectomy. So thanks again for everybody for doing that. That was a big stack of cards, and it meant a lot to her.
Good. Yes. Yes. Right. Turn this way. Let's join together in prayer. O dawn of the new creation, O dawn of the new day, O dawn of each new beginning, all together in one place, this day, as one people, one community, and one church, we come ready to begin this season of waiting in hope. Today we ask that you would spend your spirit of unrelenting hope upon us once again. We ask that you would open our hearts and our minds, our hands and our voices, that we may receive the gift of new hope that you place before us each day in the hand of a loved one, the voice of a friend, the kindness of a stranger, the certain contentment of the dying, the scent of the newborn's head, and 1,000 other small precious moments throughout our day that we miss, holding a door, shoveling a sidewalk, carrying groceries, unloading a car, a smile from a stranger. Plant your hope so deep within us, O God, that it will sit and continue to sing brightly, even in the darkest of nights. With your hope perched in our soul, your hope that never stops singing, we are able to extend our lives to others and share our lives in help and compassion and kindness, knowing we can be better. We can be who we are made to be, kind, loving, and forgiving people, just like the one whose birth we now await. We also lift to you this day our prayers for those we carry deep in our hearts, our joys, our concerns, our sorrows, and our thanksgivings. Hear and receive our prayers, O God, for we offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The Christian year begins this season known as Advent, marked by the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. Advent means coming. This season is a time of waiting, of eager anticipation, and spiritual preparation for the coming of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. During the annual hanging of the green service, we decorate our church home. Each symbol reminds us of the Christmas story and calls us to proclaim God's love revealed in Christ's humble birth. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate Christ's birth, our lives point to the hope of Christ coming again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Luke chapter 2, we just read, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Advent makes innkeepers of us all, asking each of us to make room for Christ's arrival. Let us today prepare room for Christ to be born again in our hearts, in our homes, and in our lives. Let us now sing together, O Come, O Long Expected Jesus, number 125.
Free from our fears and sins, free. arts have long been used to communicate the Christian faith. Music is integral to our weekly worship of the eternal, ever-present God. Drama, dance, paintings, sculpture, stained glass, countless forms of visual and performed art express the hope of Christian faith and speak deeply to both believers and those who do not yet know Jesus.
Each season of the liturgical year is marked by a specific color used in the paramounts, the table coverings, and the banners. The simple changing of a color to match the season in the church is a form of visually communicating the meaning expressed in worship. The red of Pentecost is a sign of the Holy Spirit. White will be used for the highest holy days of Easter and Christmas, representing the purity of Christ.
As Christians began to share their celebration of Christmas with non-Christian neighbors, they began to focus on the joy of the Christmas event. As the emphasis of Christmas began to change to one of joyful celebration, the color use also changed to express the joy of welcoming Christ as our King. During Advent, purple is still used in some congregations, while others choose royal blue to speak of the kingship of Christ and the joy of the season.
In the scripture, Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." So during Advent, we wait with joyous anticipation for Christ to be born as Emmanuel, or God with us. On the piano and organ, you'll see white angels playing musical instruments. They remind us of the joy of this season expressed in art throughout the ages. These angels were gifts to the church from Dick and Virginia McCall in memory of their daughter Nancy. As blue paraments are placed on the pulpit, lectern, communion table, let us join in singing O Come Emmanuel, hymn number 119. We will sing verses 1 and 2.
Come to the manger, Emmanuel. Now come as our Savior on earth to dwell. The choir will bring their gift of music, prayer to Emmanuel.
We welcome John into our choir today.
Thank you, choir, for your beautiful music. In ancient Rome, evergreens were used to symbolize victory. Early Christians adapted this thought and applied it to Christ's victory over death. Many early Christians would place an evergreen bough as a symbol of peace in the windows of their home to show others that Christ lived there. Evergreen are used in the church as a symbol of eternity, unlike deciduous trees that drop their leaves. Pine, fir, and spruce remain evergreen, ever alive, even in the deepest of winter. They remind us of the everlasting shape of a circle, another symbol of eternity, reminding us of the never-ending gift of God's love. In Isaiah 60:13, we find these words. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the juniper, the fir, and the cypress together to adorn my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place for my feet. As the last wreath is hung and the evergreen garlands are lit, let us join us in singing hymn 150, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, verses 1 and 3.
Christmas greenery reflects European traditions, but one colorful plant, which looks like a flaming star, the poinsettia, is native to the American continent. It was named after Dr. Joel Robert Poinsett, an ambassador to Mexico, who first introduced it to the United States in 1828. The people of Mexico and Central America called the brilliant tropical plant the flower of the holy night. The poinsettia is a many-pointed star that has become a symbol of the Star of Bethlehem. An African-American spiritual sings, "There is a star in the east on Christmas morn. It will lead to the place where Christ was born. Rise up and follow." Please join in singing the hymn, "Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming," on page 160.
Rose, and blooming, rock and blues, the sun.
One of the most beloved symbols of the Christian season is the Christmas tree. The story is told that around the year 1500 in Germany, Martin Luther was walking home late one Christmas Eve after leading worship. He stood in wonder on a snowy hill, struck by starlight shimmering through the branches of a small evergreen. He was so moved by the sight that he cut down a small fir tree and took it home to share with his children. He decorated the tree with small candles in honor of Christ's birth. Trees are found often in the stories of Scripture. In the creation story in Genesis, Adam and Eve gave into temptation and taste the fruit of the tree and the knowledge of good and evil. Artists often portray this fruit as an apple, though based on geography, it may have been more like an apricot.
In the book of Revelation, we see the vision of Eden restored in a new heaven and new earth. The angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5.
Often the decorations we hang on Christmas trees in our homes have a story to tell. There may be ornaments made by our children or grandchildren, ornaments handed down from our parents or grandparents, or ornaments gathered as souvenirs from places we have visited. Our sanctuary tree will be decorated with apples to remind us of the stories of fruit and trees found in Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. The bright red color of the apple speaks to us of Christ's blood poured out on the cross to forgive our sins. We invite the children to come forward to hang ornaments. The words to the German carol or Christmas tree are printed in your bulletin. As we sing, will all the children please come forward, and we'll each take an apple from the basket and hang on the tree. We'll sing "O Christmas Tree."
The church's new year begins today on the first Sunday of Advent. In the weeks ahead, the season unfolds as we journey through story and song to Bethlehem. And then on Christmas Eve, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. In our homes, we will exchange gifts reminiscent of the first gifts brought by the Magi so long ago. those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we will recall their arrival on Epiphany, January 6th, 12 days after Christmas.
Sometimes it is easy for us to feel that Christmas is all about the presents, gifts we'd like to receive, presents we plan to give, toys or clothes bought for our children, homemade items, store-bought bargains, gifts to wrap, gifts to mail. In the midst of your Christmas preparations this year, when you think about giving or receiving gifts, we invite you to take the time to recall the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ.
Each Sunday we celebrate God's love here at the Lord's table. As Christian Church Disciples of Christ, everyone is welcome at the Lord's table. If you are here with us today, you are welcome. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to share in this supper by singing Angels from the Realms of Glory, number 149, verses 1, 2, and 4. First, and then do you do two prayers or one prayer?
We do one prayer.
All the words, then one prayer.
Yes.
Pardon us, even at the table, you gotta have logistic meeting. Even Jesus had logistics when he sat down to eat with his disciples and his friends before he died, as he took bread. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in memory of me." And after supper, he took a cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, which is for you. As often as you drink it, do so in memory of me."
Most gracious God, on this very first Sunday in Advent, we come to give thanks that you are the very source of love in our lives. John reminds us that you loved our world so very much that you sent your Son, Jesus, your only Son, into this our world to love us, to teach us to care for one another and for all creation, and ultimately to die for us. As we gather near the communion table this morning, we are reminded of the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf, that we might find new life and hope and be reconciled to you. Now, as we prepare to participate in this moment of Holy Communion, we pray that our hearts and our lives may be open to your very presence. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
We are people of peace, living in the light of God's promises. In this spirit, may we so give. The diaconate will now collect our offering. God of hope and wonder, even surrounded by confusion and trouble, we look for you. Take these gifts and use them. I'm ahead, sorry.
It's my fault.
Let us pray. God of hope and wonder, even surrounded by confusion and trouble, we look for you. Take these gifts and use them for, I can't read my writing, for justice, peace, mercy, and hope. Receive all of the gifts of our time and our actions that are just as precious as you, as silver. Precious to you as silver and gold. Amen.
Join me up here.
No.
Each Sunday during Advent, another candle is lit on the Advent wreath. As the winter around us grows darker and colder, our spirits grow brighter with the coming of Christ's light. John 1 speaks of the coming of Christ in this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
If you're looking for a church family or would like to make a confession of faith to become a part of this church family, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing verses
1 and 4
of Angels We Have Heard on High, number 155.
Oh,
I kind of tried to mop it up, but I hate water disasters. I lived in a house with a sump pump in the basement that failed like
four times,
and once when we were on vacation in California. Water in wrong places is bad. Second thing is Steve Brown in this room? Hi.
Hey.
How are you? How you doing? Aren't you glad you don't ever have to talk to me again if you don't want to? This man, he has been so kind and gracious over the last several months of getting me here, in addition to the public committee, search committee, but Steve has made sure that we have a roof over our head and it's warm. So, thank you. And I heard there's food, good food downstairs?
Yes. Always.
Always. I love you. Now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, be with you all as you go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there will be something to come out of your shell.
So let us continue.